I know Epcot is terrible. I get it. But
all right. That's enough. Come on.
Just take me away. Come on. Go ahead. You have the right. Go ahead. Just take me away.
It looks like Dinosaur will become a Zootopia ride. Yeah. I wouldn't count on that, though. The last I heard from the Imagineers on the project, they said, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it.
The end is near for Kite Tales. The high-flying badass adventure's coming to a close. You better catch it before it's gone.
I mean, I'm Mr. Zootopia, so I love Dinosaur, but I'm on board.
Blue Sky starts at BS, and that's what I think it was.
Oh, man. Wow.
I think it's just all made up.
People clapping?
When did you become, like, comic book?
When did you become me? It's really I'm becoming. I can see why people hate me.
I'll believe you.
At KT McOrbs wrote, will the ending be happier than the start? I think we all deserve a happy ending.
Get your heads out of the gutter.
Speaking of happy endings, guests caught masturbating at Disneyland Paris, taken into police custody. They'll finally get to what with Figment?
Drink and get drunk.
All right, Sabrina. If anybody put drinking, it's going to be you, right?
Oh my God. Sadly enough, I did not. I'm so sorry. This is a much better answer. I said, visit the Touch and Taste Labs.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for September 17th, 2022. I know I always say here comes the news, and then I stop to talk about something. I have something very important to talk about, and that is our celebration of the 40th anniversary of Epcot Center. At this point, we still don't know what Disney is doing to celebrate the anniversary, but I can tell you what we are doing, and that is a very special event on October 1st and October 2nd called Celebration 40. You may recall some of us were involved a long time ago in Celebration 25. We've been involved in every fan celebration of Epcot's anniversary since then, every 5 years, and we are not stopping this year. On October 1st, we're going to have a number of free-to-attend meetups in the parks. We're going to ride some rides, meet up at some classic entertainment. So if you're going to be in the park October 1st, stay tuned. Again, free to attend. We just want to celebrate the day with people that love the park. On October 2nd, though, we do have a pay-to-attend event, which will be right here at WWNT Celebration, where we will have a number of special guests. And so far, I can announce these special guests to you. First off, we're going to have our good friend Don Dorsey and as well Mark Nichols, who are the creative team behind Illuminations Reflections of Earth. And they're going to take us on a trip down memory lane of creating that incredible show that ran for 20 years. And for the first time ever, Don's even going to reveal some of the concepts for the show that was meant to happen instead for the Millennium at Epcot that did not, as well as take us through all the incredible things that made up that legendary show that we still all miss very dearly. And then I'm very proud to announce the first time we're ever going to talk to him ever, former Disney Imagineer Tim Delaney, who worked on early concepts for Epcot Center. He also worked on Spaceship Earth, the Trans Center at the World of Motion, Communicore, and he was the project lead on the Living Seas. Those guests and possibly more, we're still trying to line people up. Again, October 2nd right here at WWNT Celebration. Registration details will be announced soon. If you can't be here in person, we are going to sell streaming tickets again, just as we did for the Golden Jamboree and some of our other events. So again, stay tuned for those details. Registration is going to open first to our WIGS members. That's our WDWNT Inner Globe Society on Patreon. That's patreon.com/WDWNT. We're going to open registration to them first. And there are only about 100 seats we can fit in this room. So if you want to be a part of that on October 2nd, I would highly recommend becoming a WIGS member because, of course, they get first shot. So it's going to be an incredible, incredible day. And I hope we get to announce some more guests soon. But if not, I mean, those are two incredible sets of guests that are going to just make the most amazing day. Anyway, now let's get to the news. After WDWNT broke the news last month that Zippity Doodah was on its way out of music loops around Tokyo Disney Resort, it was only a matter of time before the removal came to pass. Thanks to social media users, we now have confirmation that it has indeed been removed from the Tokyo Disneyland entrance loop as well as at the Bon Voyage shop. Twitter user Pop and Hina confirmed that Zippity Doodah no longer plays at the Tokyo Disneyland entrance loop as of earlier this week. It formerly was the very first song in the loop playing between the Fantasyland Castle loop and Winnie the Pooh. Now the latter is the first in the hour-long loop. Zippity Doodah has been part of that park entrance loop since opening day in 1983. First as a rendition by Frank Shaxfield and his orchestra. Then from 2002 onward as a custom-arranged version. The same version also plays at the Magic Kingdom's main entrance and formerly in the Disneyland Esplanade where it's already been removed. Meanwhile, user Gaku07080 confirmed the day before that it had also been removed from the loop at the Bon Voyage shop on the walkway between Tokyo Disneyland and the JR Maihama station. The song had also been a part of this loop since it opened in 2001, performed there by Paula Kelly and the Modernaires. The Oriental Land Company confirmed to WDWNT last month that Zippity Doodah would be phased out across the resort after it was removed from the resort gateway and Bayside monorail station loops in mid-August. They told us at the time, as part of the ongoing effort to create an environment inclusive of all guests, we're re-examining our use of certain songs across the Tokyo Disney Resort. Of course, Splash Mountain is still operating. It's still operating here in the U.S. too, but operating at Tokyo Disneyland with no announcement of any plans to close and be replaced or rethemed by anything else. So the question remains, is it only a matter of time until they announce something for Splash Mountain in Japan? We'll have to wait and see. Dino Diner, a quick service cart in Dinoland USA at Animal Kingdom, has been removed. Here's what the cart looked like, where it stood in front of a blue wooden wall. The cart is now completely gone. It's unclear if the diner is under refurbishment or permanently removed. The webpage is still live on the Walt Disney World site, but there are no operating hours listed. Some picnic tables remain in the area, and rolling planters and green scrim block the spot where the cart used to sit. Daisy, Donald, Chip, and Dale recently returned to Dinoland, while Primeval World, of course, closed permanently in 2020, has been completely demolished and replaced with a seating area and a fence and dirt. But at D23, Josh DeMauro did let us know that they are starting to work on plans to replace Dinoland USA with Moana and Zootopia lands. It's very blue sky, but it seems like it may happen. So will the Dino Diner return, or are we starting to see the eradication or the extinction, perhaps, of Dinoland USA? I'm not proud of that pun, but I went with it. Breakfast with Winnie the Pooh characters will return to the Crystal Palace of the Magic Kingdom on October 25th, 2022. Crystal Palace has only been serving lunch and dinner since 2020, and characters are scheduled to return for these meals on September 20th. We, of course, will be there to bring you their return. Has cruising around the jungle made you as hungry as a hippo? Well, the Jungle Navigation Company Limited Skipper Canteen has several new menu items for all the skippers and visitors to feast on. The new menu includes drinks and entrees and, of course, the first ever hard liquor cocktails in Magic Kingdom history. So in the review, we cover the Irrawaddy Irma's Hanger Steak, which was added a couple weeks ago. But also more recent additions, the change to the sustainable fish, the Skipper Dan's Dan Dan Noodles, which replaced the very popular Perkins Thai Noodles, a reference to the Adventurers Club, Kungaloosha, everyone at home. Chef Tanjahi's crispy chicken and the Junior Skip's macaroni and cheese for the kids we actually reviewed. And then, of course, those two hard liquor cocktails that are brand new, the Jungle Bird and the Golden Haze Margarita, all that in the review at WDWNT.com. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. And no two vehicle designs are the same. Kids 12 and under are $10 per ride, and adults are $16 per ride. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. Scaffolding has been erected at the Roundup Rodeo Barbecue in Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios, finally. The project was announced in 2019 and unfortunately delayed by COVID. Back in April this year, we briefly started to see signs of construction before another long pause, but now it seems like construction crews are back in the saddle and working on the exterior, finally. Now we can see that scaffolding, which suggests that work is finally taking place again on the exterior of the building. A bucket lift is also visible from behind the construction walls. And while nothing was announced at this past weekend's D23 Expo, it was previously confirmed this would be opening this year. That remains to be seen, but at least it seems it's coming soon enough. So you see the concept art now. That's what it's supposed to look like when it's done. Will it make it this year? That is the question. While Disneyland Resort just got their fifth edition zombie tiki mug, the Polynesian Village Resort at Walt Disney World now has their fourth edition. The mug is available at Trader Sam's Grog Grotto and the Tiki Terrace. We got it at the Terrace. At both locations, the mug comes with the cocktail, of course. Cocktail served in a plastic cup at the Terrace, and at Grog Grotto, it'll be served in the mug, but they'll give you a fresh one when you leave. The fourth edition zombie mug and drink is $31.95. The blue zombie head has white stitches over its mouth and eyes, and there are white teeth or bones sticking through its skin. The blue is accented with black paint, and the inside is black. And if you're like me, you gotta have them all. So this is now like this is my ninth different zombie head. I probably need to stop. I probably don't need to own that many of the same mug in different colors, but I love Trader Sam so much. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. As I mentioned earlier, you can support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. That money goes towards so many great things from our staff to our events, right? So a big part of being able to fly in these incredible guests and do interviews to celebrate these park anniversaries. A lot of that is funded by our Patreon. So thank you all for supporting these really cool things. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great big beautiful tomorrow. It's time to adjust that set and turn that dial to WDWNT-TV, our new channel where some of your favorite programming from the WDW News Today YouTube channel is heading. If you want to continue to see Boxed In on Fridays, Park Center on Sundays, and as well our Thursday night comedy variety show WDW News Tonight, you'll have to catch them at their new home, WDWNT-TV. It's easy to subscribe. Just put in the URL, WDWNT.TV, hit subscribe, and make sure you get those notifications. Again, this is the only way you'll be able to continue to see these great shows as they are moving away from the WDW News Today channel permanently. We hope to see you over there at our new home, WDWNT-TV. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming.